Oathbound by Richard Cullen. Read by Harry Myers for Saga Egmont. The stream of time, irresistible, ever moving, carries off and bears away all things that come to birth and plunges them into utter darkness. Both deeds of no account and deeds which are mighty and worthy of commemoration. As the playwright says, it brings to light that which was unseen, and shrouds from us that which was manifest. Anna Komnena, The Elixied. Place names: Amblesbury, Amesbury. Onslow, Oslo. Birkestead, Berkhamsted. Bosom, Bosom. Bretagne, Brittany. Brienne, Breen. Canterbury, Canterbury. Coleshill, Coleshill. Copthorne, Copthorne. Cuddesan, Shefford. Dunheavid, Launceston. Exonia, Exeter. Hedeby, Hereford. Who? Lerfminster, Leominster. Londonburg, London. Mathrafal. Marlborough, Marlborough. Rhythlan. Skippon, Shippon. Sudwaker, Southwark. Tadcaster, Tadcaster. Wallingford, Wallingford. Walsingaha, Walsingham. Whirl. Recordine, Rockwardine. York, York. Glossary. Bear's Ark, legendary Norse warriors who fought without armour. Berserker Gang, a violent fury said to overwhelm some Norse warriors in battle. Conwa, a group of between 5 and 10 Frankish knights who fought together as a unit. Ferd, a civilian army consisting of freemen drawn from the shires. Hel, or Helheim, the Norse realm of the dead. Housecarl, a nobleman's personal bodyguard. Jarl, a Norse or Danish chief. Seax, a single-bladed Saxon weapon used as a knife or short sword. Thane, a noble given lands by the king in return for service during times of war. Tork, a ring of metal worn about the neck. Witan, or Witanagemo, a meeting or council of senior Saxon nobles. Prologue. Senlac Hill, 14th of October, 1066. Carrion crows led a path to the dead. They had filled the distant sky, a cloud of them wheeling and cawing before the feast. Beadle and Wig passed men stumbling across open fields and through the trees in their ones and twos. Neither lad could tell if the bloodied wastrels were their own countrymen fleeing for their lives or the invaders, and they weren't of a mind to stop and ask. Beadle glanced back through the darkened spinney, seeing Wig struggling to keep up, blundering his way from the shadows. The sky had been turning to grey when they'd set off from Hu, but even after running most of the 5 miles, they hadn't managed to reach the hill before sundown. "We shouldn't be doing this," Wig said for the 10th time, as he ambled up to his older brother. "Mam's gonna kill us." Beadle ignored him, but Wig was right. Their mam was gonna kill them. But this was too good an opportunity to miss. Everyone in Hu knew what was happening. The Franks had come across the sea, looting and burning until the king could take no more. He'd raised the Ferd and gone to face them, and by now it would all be over.